Hello, and welcome to the replay with L&L for the week of May 9th.
What
is a day?
Shoot.
I know, I'm actually literally stripping in the closet right now. Sorry.
You are stripping in the closet.
I am. It's just happening.
Bad timing.
I realized I had a fancy vest on from work today.
That was a really fancy vest.
Fancy vest, and today I wanted to take it off.
I told you, today was a very fancy vest day at CVS as well.
Yeah. I mean, when you can wear a fancy vest. Now Thursdays. I'm taking off my necklace. It's just really getting intense. I don't know
why didn't you do this?
Yeah, before. Great questions. All right, so we're going to kick it off today with a listener question.
Yes.
And I think it's a good one. What is your dream vacation? It actually was phrased as ideal vacation, which
ideal.
I think is slightly different than dream. Because dream is like, if you could go to the moon, would you go?
Right, which we all know I wouldn't go because of my anti-space stance.
Right. For others who dream.
Okay, so the question was, what is my ideal vacation? I think at this point in time, I would say my ideal vacation is, and I'm totally stealing this from one of my coworkers who was just there, like a week in the Florida Keys right now.
All right, Jimmy Buffett.
Like,
going
some
to margaritas,
some scuba diving, some really clear water.
Yeah.
I know I should say like backpacking through Europe or like Southeast Asia or something. But
that's
like,
not necessary. That could be a dream vacation, but that's not necessarily
like,
an ideal
vacation. Now, my ideal vacation is sitting on the beach and thinking about nothing.
Wasting away in Margaritaville.
In Margaritaville. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. It's actually 9 o'clock and Ellie has a beer, so.
Cheers. And so do you.
I wasn't throwing you under the bus.
Damn, Dara.
True. So, I guess that's it. It's a hard question. I'm not a good vacationer. In my two years at my last job, I didn't take a vacation. I took only half days. And they would be
on Fridays or Mondays?
Fridays only, and it was like while I was traveling. Every time I traveled, I worked. I have not taken a day. I don't think I've taken a day in my life unplugged.
Are you serious?
No. It's not a thing. Like, as I'm sure you can tell in this podcast, based on how much I watch, read, and listen to, I don't unplug. So the idea of your vacation weirdly makes me a little stressed out.
I'm so good at sitting on the beach. I could sit on the beach and, like, sleep.
Well, first of all, I have alabaster skin, so I certainly cannot sit on the beach.
Okay. There are umbrellas.
That's true.
People put their children in tents these days.
You're right. I do really need to think of what... I would like to go on a vacation at some point. But I guess, like, my attitude is...
It could be an active vacation. It could be, like, national parks, visiting national parks, or, like...
But, like, nature's not my thing either.
Okay.
So I'm just really...
striking out.
Yeah, I'm striking out. No, I mean, I would really love to go... at this point, I guess this is probably maybe a combined dream vacation and ideal vacation. This is more of a dream vacation than an ideal vacation.
Okay.
I would really like to go to South Africa, I think, and I would like to go on safari,
okay,
and I would like to go.
That's legit. That'll work. That'll play. That can be an ideal vacation.
But it could potentially stress me out.
Yeah. But
as long as I have Wi-Fi.
We didn't say it had to be a non-stress. A non-stressful vacation.
You're right. I guess the word vacation implies that. All right. So it has been we thought when we were planning the podcast this week, we almost didn't have one because we were like, you know, maybe nothing happened.
Do we have enough to say?
And then...
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, we were kind of thinking about it, and then we realized, oh, wait, let's stop because clearly there's a lot to talk about. Top of mind, for me at least, is the recent change that popped up on my little phone last night to Instagram.
What the hell is up with the psychedelic colors?
So every time I feel like I portray a different crazy part of my personality on this podcast, and this is going to be another part, which is I have my phone, both the lock screen and the background are in black and white. And it's, like, very calming to me and aesthetically pleasing.
I've noticed that, but I haven't noticed that.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
So it's, like, they're black and white. And then my icons, I only keep eight at the top and four on the bottom. And they're kind of color-coded. And they look nice to me. And then this fucking thing popped up last night. And I had a mini conniption. Also, I don't think a Yiddish word, but should be.
Isn't it Yiddish? Didn't conniption? We establish it was Yiddish?
I thought we established it wasn't Yiddish. I'll Google it.
We'll Google.
Anyway, point is, it's terrible. The nice little Instagram logo, why do technology companies just mess with what works?
It's really in your face, and I was talking with someone at work today. You know that they spent thousands and thousands of dollars testing out which layout to change to and which icon to change to.
Right.
And I'm not happy about it.
I know.
It looks like a Lisa Frank folder. Remember Lisa
Frank? I think
Lisa
it looks
Frank?
Even worse than a Lisa Frank folder because there's not even a unicorn in
true
it.
True that. No unicorn.
And I actually, so to be clear, I actually like the new interface. It's very clean.
It's too much white.
But again, my background is black and white. Like, it's very clean. Less is I like more it. For you. Less is more. It's good. Despite what all the clothes in my closet, I'm quite the minimalist.
Well, and now, you have some great patterns and stripes in here. Well, and also, it seems, we were talking about this today, it's now seems like it's more curated. They're finally kicking that in.
Oh, God. We were going to dedicate a whole podcast to that. And thank God we didn't, because they didn't end up rolling it out.
They're slowly, right?
That's a whole other thing. It's a whole other can of worms.
It's a lot.
But they're not the only ones
who are opening cans of worms?
Yeah. You sent me a pretty good email today.
Oh.
From a similar big announcement.
Oh.
From the one and only Mexican restaurant.
Oh, that's so true.
Qdoba Fine Foods.
Qdoba. This was funny. I happened to send it to Allie. Qdoba sent me what seemed like an extremely urgent email.
Yeah.
Mind you, I haven't eaten in Qdoba in maybe 3 years.
The subject line was...
can you pull it up? Because my phone is our microphone right now.
It said... We have something to tell you.
We have something to tell you. And I was like, Qdoba, what's going on?
No, sorry.
What was it?
Important changes you should know about. But Qdoba's just improving their website.
But it was really stressful, and I saw it there in my email, and I was like, oh my God, what, like, are they changing the...
Right, the burrito bowl.
The burrito bowl? What are they changing? Is the meat, is it going to be cage-free chicken? Like, what does this
mean?
Were
you going to be upset if it was cage-free chicken?
No.
Are you pro-cage chicken?
I mean, there are no cute...
Folks, we talk about that? You heard it here first. Ellie is pro-cage chickens.
Keep them in a cage. You know I hate birds.
Yeah, true, anyway. Me too. But I am free-range... Live till I die.
But, like, can we also talk about how there's no Qdoba in Manhattan?
There is.
Where?
Somewhere near both Bryant Park and my old job.
No,
we definitely used
I don't
to get...
believe that.
All right, well...
I don't think they're there anymore.
Why, are you on the hunt for Qdoba?
Well, I used to go there. Qdoba used to be my post-game meal in college.
In Harvard Square.
Yeah.
I used to go to the Harvard Square Qdoba frequently.
That's why I have, because I have a Qdoba card.
How do you feel about Qdoba versus Chipotle, like, pre-E. coli situation?
Here's the thing is, I didn't even know Chipotle really existed, because I was so preoccupied with Qdoba for years.
Well, and also Chipotle in the realm of Harvard Square is very
off the beaten path. So, like, Chipotle I only really discovered, I would say, maybe, like, late in my junior year.
Yeah.
I still have not eaten at Chipotle post E. coli. Have you?
I believe I consumed one Chipotle meal, and I lived another day.
Bold.
I braved the
storm. I mean,
storm.
I think it's been quiet for a few weeks. I think it might be okay.
I mean, Chipotle is going down, though. It's really sad.
Yeah, I mean, that's
like... It's like Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
Food safety, like 95% of restaurants get it right.
Hashtag food safety.
Hashtag food safety.
All right. Well, the downfall of Chipotle isn't the only tragedy in the world, folks.
And then maybe Qdoba will take over some of these Chipotle franchises in Manhattan.
Oh, my God.
And I can put my Qdoba card back
Ellie,
to you.
Ellie, why don't you just join the protest. You should just be a one-woman protest outside of every Chipotle that you want a Qdoba. But anyway, so the downfall of Chipotle is the only tragedy.
The only downfall this week. Tell me. You're really upset about this.
I'm so upset. I actually don't think I've fully processed it, so I might process it live on this podcast.
Live.
The divorce of Sharon and Oswald Osborne. I decided his name was
Oswald.
No, I just made that up. I like calling people formal names on the podcast.
Yeah, me too.
Because
actually,
this is a formal setting.
Oswald.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osborne.
Yes, and Sharon Osborne.
Was not a good man. Was not a good husband.
What did he do?
He apparently cheated.
Okay, so...
With the hairdresser.
Right. I have so many questions.
Named Michelle
that.
Pugh.
Oh.
Worst last name ever.
Not the best. Probably not the worst. Like,
it's not good.
There's a urologist named Dr. Boner that I obviously don't have a urologist, but, like, some people I know might, and his name might be Dr. Boner. Anyway, point is that my biggest question there is, was this the first time that Ozzy Osbourne has cheated on Sharon Osbourne in the course of their marriage? And, like, that was why she left him? Doesn't that seem highly unlikely?
I think I read something today in the Daily Mail or Us Weekly or something that said...
Daily Mail.
That said
my mother's favorite news source.
Right, right. The ultimate news source, really. I think it was that they, whatchamacallit, that, like, she said this was way more than, like, a little slip-up when you've had, like, too much to drink. This was, like...
That's Sharon's line.
But apparently she, like, I mean, come on. Like, he definitely had indiscretions.
I mean, okay, so I know that Ozzy's had his fair share of moments, but the Osbourne family is very near and dear to my heart. I think you're probably a little young, but they were my first kind of foray into reality television.
Well, I wasn't really allowed to watch, but right. I knew.
I mean, I used
catch
to watch
a little bit here and there.
I used to watch it, and then I kept telling my mom, and she was like, that crazy Ozzy Osbourne, the dude who bit the head off a bat and who snorted a line of ants, like, what do you mean? And then she started watching with me, and she loved it. They were such a great family. They were so fun, so entertaining to watch.
True.
Like, I remember so vividly
they
the
really
time
were,
that
like,
Ozzy...
the first reality
yeah,
family.
They were the Kardashians would be nowhere without the Osbournes. They should thank them.
They should.
They were so entertaining to watch. Sharon was this, like, really strong matriarch with a bunch of Pomeranians.
The Pomeranians.
And then Ozzy was kind of this bumbling... Ooh. I mean, honestly... To be totally honest, I'm shocked. I was most shocked, I think, initially when I read this, because I was like, oh, Ozzy Osbourne is still alive. I watched that show in maybe late middle school or early high school, and he...
was in bad shape.
He literally can't complete sentences.
Yeah. Well...
He has fried every cell in his brain.
I was just thinking about...
And he can't move, and he can't, like...
I was just
how's he
going to
survive?
About...
Who's this hairdresser? Does she also... Another question. Sorry, I told you I was going to process this live. I warned you.
It's okay.
Does she dress his hair or her hair?
His hair.
That is... She's bad. He has bad hair. It's very stringy.
I mean, clearly it's not really about the hair, if you don't know.
Oh, gross.
No, I... You know what I was just thinking about? One of the things that I have to do or people have to do is, like, log interviews.
Yeah.
And like, and imagine trying to like listen or like watch video of Ozzy speaking and log that.
Oh, you mean like you have to type
like,
what
you have
they
to type
said.
What they're saying? Could you imagine even trying to do that?
I mean,
whoever did the closed captioning for that show must have wanted to kill themselves. Literally.
Yeah. If you ever need to do that, though, I could do it probably very well because of all the hours I spent watching the show. I know exactly what Ozzy Osbourne is saying.
Well, that's great. Yeah. And the next time we do a piece on them, I'll let you know.
You probably will soon.
I mean, we might.
I mean, she works for CBS.
She does.
Could tell her
she
side really of the does. Story. So you'll,
I've
well,
seen
so,
her actually in the building.
So the thing is, she came back, I think she took...
Post-cancer?
Okay. So first of all, the other side is like, their family has had a lot of stuff. She had breast cancer at least once, maybe, I think twice.
Maybe twice. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And then Jack has MS.
Right.
He was diagnosed at like 28, 20, yeah. Very young MS. Kelly's got hair,
I think Kelly may be doing all right right now.
No, Kelly is. Right? So Jack had the Oxy situation.
Right.
He dealt with kind of in and out of rehab, but by and large, the two kids have turned out pretty well. You know, like, Kelly's always on E with, you know, the style police people. She was on with Joan Rivers and Juliana Rancic. I think that there was some drama between Kelly and Juliana. But, I mean,
because
who isn't there drama between Juliana?
I mean, those two are, like, so completely opposite of one another. I could
right,
see that.
Right. But anyway, I think
it's very sad.
I'm really sad. And they made me... I'm really sad also because they're in their... Like, they're older, and they've decided, you know what? It's worth it. I want a divorce, and I'd rather go date, and I want a divorce rather than stay with this person. Which got me thinking, what other couples would I be so sad about if they got a divorce? In the same way that I'm deeply scarred by the Osborne demise.
Who would they be? I think I have an idea of who yours would be.
Who?
The Westbrooks.
Oh my god, I didn't even think of them. Ellie, why would you even say something like that?
Because you know I'm a cynic, and I'm telling you, FaceTime is not enough.
She travels with him.
Doesn't matter.
Oh my god, I'm sweating.
I know.
Speaking of which,
all right, who else?
The Thunder are just crushing the Spurs right now. They're about to head into the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors. We can talk about...
Am I crushing, you mean they were up by 10, maybe?
No, even more, I think.
Okay, fair.
Okay, we'll get to the basketball in a bit.
We will.
The Westbrooks would devastate me.
All right, who else?
Both Russ and Nina and Russ's parents, because Ray would be sad.
I hate Ray.
Oh, God. Because he stole your birthday? Okay, the obvious one, which happened, and it honestly made me take a moment of...
Jennifer?
It made me take a moment of, like, will I ever get married?
But then apparently they were making out in Paris.
Who doesn't?
Recently. That's the thing.
Like, Kanye, Jay-Z.
City of Lights?
Yeah.
Right?
Jennifer and Macaroons? And, yeah.
Yeah. I know.
That was devastating. A lot of people would say the Beyonce Jay-Z thing. To me, I'm a little bit like, you know, I don't trust that as far as I can throw it. Because they don't give me access, so I don't know enough about their relationship.
They really should give you more
access. Yeah, yeah.
I think I would probably be, and I think I said this before, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
I was going to say them. I would absolutely be crushed. I would die, yeah.
The commercials they do together for tablets or whatever they are. Oh, they're so perfect.
But the big kahuna. I think you know who this is.
Hillary and Bill?
You're so close, it hurts. And just so far away. You're so close, it hurts, but so, so, so far away.
Melania?
No. What? No! Oh my god.
Wait.
Barack and Michelle.
Oh my god.
Because that's not even in the realm of possibility.
No.
Just can't.
I can't even believe you said that. My entire reality just turned upside down. I'm like, what? No.
Right?
That could never happen.
Right? Oh god.
Jeez Louise.
All right. Well, now that our faith...
That was traumatic.
Now that our faith in marriage has been shaken, I think it's time to turn to something happier. Which is, folks, it is warm out. All I wore today to work was a vest. No shirt under, just kidding.
A vest.
Yeah, just a vest.
No, you can't.
No jacket.
Second day of your new job. Really? Ellie did not wear just a vest. She looked very nice.
I know, obviously
nice.
I'm kidding. I wore, but I didn't wear a jacket was what I meant originally when
I said just a vest. Yeah, yeah, okay, that's what she meant.
And it is officially, I mean, maybe not the date and who knows when the technical first day of summer is. All that stuff's BS. I wear white jeans all year now.
You're from Phoenix, so
right.
You can get away
also
with that.
Also true.
I don't play that game.
I mean, it's a thing now. Winter white. You should participate.
Yeah,
it's a nice
winter
trend.
Winter white means, like, white wool.
No, trust me. It's a nice trend.
All right, we'll
wear it with a big chunky sweater. Anyway, so it is summer, and with that comes the annual battle for the song of the summer. I would have tried to sing, too, but I'm so bad at singing.
I can't sing.
What's your vote, Ellie? Yeah, Harry does have a weirdly good singing voice.
He has a really good singing voice.
Low
that
key.
Was so impressive.
Yeah. So, to provide some context, I forced Ellie to listen to songs released in 2016, so she's not going to say Happy by Pharrell.
Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
I honestly, and it pains me to say this because, again, I'm not in the Bayhive necessarily, but, like, the Beyonce song, Hold Up. I just want to make sure I got the
title. Hold up, you're good.
Got the title right. That shit is straight fire.
It's such fire.
Straight fire.
Yeah, so I'm on an email chain that was started last summer about Song of the Summer when I was at a bar, probably around this time last year, with a bunch of friends.
Okay.
And none of them had heard Trap Queen by Fetty Wap yet. And it was, like, May of 2015, and I was like, where am I? Who are these people? So I sent them all, and the subject line of the email that still is going around right now is Fetty Wap official reading, which is awesome.
Wait, that's
and
amazing.
And it's basically, like, the video and then all of these articles stating that Trap Queen will be the song of the summer. Was indeed, fast forward 3 months, confirmed it was the song of the summer. And so,
confirmed.
Right, confirmed.
Check.
Again, I was right. Confirmed. No, but so it was revived again this week by a friend of mine who sent it around and said, so what are we thinking for Song of the Summer this year? The Fetty Wap one was definitely right on. Like, what do we think? And so it got me thinking, there's a new song out by JT. And the thing is, like, I honestly, I think that one will be the most frequently heard song of the summer just because it is, like, truly music to your ears. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's formulaic. It really is the same premise as Happy. It sounds a little bit just, like Happy, but it's so goddamn happy.
It's so goddamn happy, and it's just, yeah, it's just pleasant. You're right. It's a really pleasant experience to listen to.
Right, yeah. There's another song that is probably lesser known unless you follow our boy DJ Khaled on Snapchat.
Word.
And he keeps promoting this guy, Kent Jones. It's a great song called Don't Mind.
Didn't get to that one today.
So. Yeah, really good. Really good song. It definitely has a vote. And then my favorite song so far is Drake One Dance. Great song. So, and then obviously Summer 16, yeah, because it's called Summer 16.
They're all good. It's gonna be a fun battle.
My thought on Beyonce is the Beyonce album, though amazing, and I will like fall on my sword for all of the lemonade and for the Bay Hive. Whether or not it's called the Bay Hive.
Baywatch.
Baywatch. Keep going.
Bayside. Tigers.
Basic. Oh, wow. Bayside Tigers. That was great, a good one. Yeah. Wait, that's not a band? Isn't that the school? The school from...
Yeah, it's the school from Saved by the Bell, but it's also a band that plays at LPR.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where I may or may not have danced right away on Saturday.
Okay, so, but all that is to say that I think the album is great. I think the problem is it's not going to get played in bars as much as something like Drake because I think boys are afraid of it. Like, if I were a DJ and I played Sorry, I'd be like, half the boys might get murdered while in this bar.
Brings up some strong
Like,
emotions.
Honestly, if all of a sudden you're a DJ and you put on Sorry, you have an entire room of angry girls putting their middle finger, being directed by Beyonce while drunk to put their middle fingers up in the air. I'm doing it live. You can't see it, but I am.
So graphic.
In boys' faces. And all of a sudden, the mood in the room is quite hostile.
Yeah, it's not.
And crazy. I think that's why, if there's going to be a song off that album that's going to go viral this summer, it'll be Hold Up. Because it's not as angry. She's just, and the beat is fantastic.
The beat is fantastic.
But I think in terms of broad appeal, it's going to be JT. Who was just an absolute gem of my childhood.
Also, speaking of broad appeal, you saw today's GQ.
Oh, God. Speaking of summer.
Speaking of summer and broad appeal.
Okay, summer.
Broad shoulders.
GQ, the cover of GQ this month, is the one and only podcast favorite.
Our podcast
Robert
favorite.
Gronkowski.
Back at it again.
And the title of the cover story is Gronk Up Your Life. The funnest guy in sports, Rob Gronkowski, shows you how to have your funnest summer ever. And he's literally being straddled by a supermodel.
By a supermodel.
Named
Haley.
She's
Paulson?
Been dubbed Paulson. The supermodel of the summer, whatever that means. Haley, I wasn't available, by the way, in case you were wondering why I'm not on this cover. Haley,
we have busy
Clawson.
Jobs. Clawson, not Blossom, yeah. Whatever.
Haley Clawson.
No words. I mean,
no words.
Sets the tone for the whole summer.
Yeah.
Like, if that's not what my life looks like this summer, like, I'm doing everything wrong.
Would you straddle a juiced up dude like that?
Probably Gronk.
All right. Well, anyway, so my vote is for JT, who was such a staple of my childhood, and I think, like, him being in the news recently has been interesting because he hasn't released a new single in 2 years.
I was just going to say, I think it's strategic timing, obviously, on his part to release it now, but I think it's for that movie.
Trolls, which I definitely won't see because I hate animated film.
Trolls.
But what, so JT was a big part of my childhood, but it was before you had a personality.
That's
so do you have,
false.
I thought you said you were like
Backstreet
Boys.
Well, that's true, but I did like Backstreet Boys, but of course I appreciated Justin Timberlake at
the time. So what are some of your top JT moments? Because he's really been around for it all.
I mean, I've really loved him more recent years on SNL when he cameos on SNL. He's actually like unbelievably good, and he's been one of the few people that he's now done at least five.
Yeah.
hosted at least five.
I think he did five, and then the Christmas special with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, he comes back. They'll bring him back randomly. I love when he does Barry Gibb.
Robin Gibb,
whatever.
Yeah.
He is, like, the man.
Yeah, I think definitely my favorite, gentlemen listeners, take note, JT moment was the epic display of coupledom, known as the Britney Justin denim moment.
Just going to say that. I can't believe you
because
just said that.
Because it's just like when I
think of the term.
Can you
and I dress up as that for Halloween?
Yes.
I think this podcast is going to be multiple Halloween costumes.
I want Justin, though. The idea of wearing a denim tuxedo with a denim hat is just my life dream. I honestly, so it's so funny because when that picture came out, I probably didn't fully appreciate it, but in retrospect, I'm like, that's all I really want. Some dude will just wear all denim and let me wear all denim, and then we can just look dope together. Nobody else will get it,
and
but it's going
to
be great.
And go get drunk and go to a party.
Yeah, but the only other couple that I've ever seen rock it quite that hard is Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade once stood a family photo. I can't even explain to you how beautiful this photo was. It was their entire family. So Dwayne Wade, his two kids, and then his two kids, not the baby he had while dating Gabrielle Union, whole other podcast topic. Then his nephew. So the three kind of kids he raises, her, him, all in variations of kind of a denim tuxedo. And I was just like, these people get it.
Do they?
They get it. It was their Christmas card. They get it.
I hate that.
No, it's fancy denim.
Wait, I don't believe that.
I promise. But
can we backtrack a second?
Back up,
and
yes.
I need to make a quick segue.
Okay.
Off of Gronk to Patriots land.
Oh, and wow.
This is my bit of my
it's
surprise.
A delayed segue.
This is my surprise for you.
Oh, yes.
When I said I had something to share. I don't know if you saw this in the news, but...
Please don't let it be another one of those pictures of Giselle multitasking.
No.
By breastfeeding while having her hair
Stop!
Curled by other
no.
people.
Tom Brady came out with a cookbook of sorts on Tuesday.
What?
It's called the TB12 Nutritional Manual.
Oh, no.
And it's actually not... He says it's not a cookbook, but it has 90 recipes.
So it's a cookbook, Tom.
It costs $200.
What?
The cover is made from natural wood.
What does that even mean?
It's like a wooden...
Is it all
it's a
wood
wooden,
natural?
It's a $200 fucking wooden cookbook.
But what kind of wood is unnatural? Gronk's wood.
Gronk's wood. I don't know. Cardboard? It's 89 recipes written by the NFL quarterback. It costs $200. It's already sold out, Allie.
Shit.
TB12 Nutrition Manual. If for those of you itching to find out which of the freshest ingredients Tom loves to cook with, and you guys will all just have to wait a bit longer because it's a limited edition, and yes, it's already sold out.
God.
Can you believe this shit?
Ugh, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Like, this is ridiculous. And apparently there's a recipe, I saw this on another side article. Apparently there's a recipe for avocado ice cream.
That sounds vile. That's one time I went to a friend's birthday party and it was really fancy and the dessert was mushroom ice cream. And it was a little bit like, do you get what ice cream is?
Wait. And then he says, let's see. Tom doesn't eat nightshades because they're not anti-inflammatory.
What is nightshades?
I don't know. I only cook with coconut oil. Fats like canola oil turn into trans fat. I use Himalayan pink sea salt as sodium.
What does
he mean?
I never
use iodized salt.
He doesn't cook for himself ever.
Tomatoes trickle in every now and then, but maybe once a month. They cause inflammation. What else? No coffee, no caffeine, no fungus, no dairy. What are you, Mormon? The kids eat fruit. Tom, not so much. He will eat bananas in a smoothie, but otherwise he prefers not to eat fruits. What does he eat?
What does he eat?
What does the man
eat?
Maybe
we have to buy this book to figure out what Tom Brady eats. Oh, I'm so disgusted by this cookbook.
This article goes, looks like Brady won't be taking the kids to White Castle this weekend.
Oh my God. Hopefully I become famous one day and I can release a cookbook where I like fool people into thinking they're buying something legit and really it's just a leather-bound bag of Doritos. Eat how I do. Get my body. And then they open it and it's just Doritos. And they're like, what?
Or it's one recipe for homemade Doritos.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
How can you homemade that glorious cheese?
Dude, isn't that so ridiculous?
Oh, God. I can't.
$200.
I can't.
You wouldn't even pay $200 for Chrissy Teigen's next cookbook.
No, of course not. Nor would she have the audacity to charge me that. All right, so as we are speaking, as I mentioned, the Spurs are getting their behinds handed to them by Russ, Kevin, and Co. I added Kevin in there. He's
important.
He's clearly important. Yeah, I mean, we aren't even diving into the glory that is Wanda Pratt.
Because
I have to touch on it though. Can you give me the moment?
We're running out of time, but I will.
You know what is time, Ellie? What is time?
It's what I need. Yeah. I need to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
These are facts. So Wanda Pratt is Kevin Durant's mom. And she was, you know, the whole famous speech where you are the real MVP, mom.
She's fabulous.
She's fabulous. So at his MVP speech, she became famous to all the losers who aren't me and who didn't know she existed.
Losers.
Who weren't already obsessed with Wanda and her clear braces.
She is. She's a lovely lady.
And they made a movie about her. And it was released this weekend when the Thunder, the same day. In advance of Mother's Day. And then on Mother's Day, beautiful. Wanda was there for the first time in the playoffs this year. Which begs the question, like, Wanda, where are you
what
at?
What has she been doing?
And yeah, so they're doing it. But Kevin Durant was not the MVP this year. Stephen Curry was. For
Indeed.
The second time in a row. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I'm starting to get a little sick. I said that she was there. I'm starting to get a little sick of Steph Curry. Like, I just... Like, I get it. He's so ridiculously good. I watch him. I'm like, this isn't even fair. But, like, I'm just, like, sick of it. I like some variety.
Wait, because you think he's too boring?
Is it
on the court? Because on the court, you cannot deny that watching him is just, like, what is happening?
On the court is great. I'm sick of off the court. I'm sick of off the court, like, hype and, like... Like, I know you're a big fan of his family, and I think his family's fine and nice, but, like...
I know you're a big fan of them. I think they're fine.
I think they're fine, but I, like, don't care. Like, I don't... Mm. Like, I feel like I know all I need to know at this point about him in terms of, like, personal life and, like, other things, and I just... I'm like, I get it. You're crushing it. Like, I appreciate you are such a good player, but, like, I, like, want a fresh story in some ways.
Yeah.
You know?
So Riley changing up her press conference move wasn't fresh enough for you?
No, I mean, a cute face is a cute face. Like,
you're like, kid, you're the same. Get out.
Kid, I want to see someone else's kid.
The one thing that I would say is when you win MVP 2 years in a row and they make you give a speech 2 years in a row, the second year is kind of boring. Because, like, what else do you say? Mom and Dad, I love you so much.
You've done it already.
That's why, yeah, you really have. So in that way, I agree with you. The speech was kind of like, meh.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great gifs of the, better than even the Paul Allen being depressed and crazed by Steph Curry's 17-point overtime. The Warriors players on the stage while he was giving the MVP speech, they all looked like they were falling asleep, even when he was, like, calling them out. They were, like, dying. So, yeah, I mean, I get that. That said, I'm a huge fan. I don't know that I've told you this, but when I met Del Curry, have I told you about that?
No.
So, I was at, not surprisingly, I went alone to the Team USA versus the Dominican Republic showcase game at Madison Square Garden.
I was gonna say, that was, why?
2 years ago, the summer I moved here, the summer of 2012. Yeah, nobody would go with me. Shocker.
Alas, where was I?
Yeah, so nobody would go with me, so I went alone, and I was out going to the bathroom, and I walked into the bathroom, and I was like, oh my god, that's Del Curry. And at this point, I had just lived in the Bay Area. I had had tickets to the Warriors. I was a huge Steph fan. I was an avid reader of Aisha's blog at the time called Little Lights of Mine, where she blogged about cooking and her baby. And
I hate everything about that.
And all of
I
it.
Can't,
it's
I can't.
So weird because I typically hate people like that. But for some reason, I just love the Currys. I love them so much.
I'm glad you do. Because that, like, made me, like, cringe
all
a little
of
bit.
Your body
Little
cringe.
Lights of
I
Mine.
Know.
I was like,
she just, it was about, like, God and stuff. They love God a lot.
That's, and I respect that, but I'm not going to read that. That's
okay.
Fine.
So anyway, so fast forward to I'm freaking out outside the bathroom, and these two kind of douchey-looking banker guys are standing at a table. And I go over there just so that I can keep gawking at Del Curry. And then they start kind of hitting on me. And I'm not somebody who really ever thinks anybody's hitting on me, but they're being pretty overt. And I was like, well, you guys know who that is? And they said, who? And I said, Del Curry. And they still give me a blank stare. And I was just sitting there, like, first of all, I have no interest in either of you anymore. Because, A, if you don't know that Del Curry is Steph Curry's father, you're an idiot. But, B, in his own right, he's one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the game. Like, he just shot in a time when the three wasn't it. But he was a sick three-point shooter. And so I told them, and they were like, oh, yeah, cool, awesome. So I was never going to go up to Del Curry and say hi. But these two idiots who didn't even know who he was.
You're kidding.
Of course, because dudes, yes. So they go up to him, and they start talking to him. And so I'm standing there, and I realized, I was like, what? If they're talking to him, I'm going to go talk to him. So I went up with them. And I shook his hand, and this guy, I swear to God, this was 2 years ago, they had just hired Steve Kerr, had the audacity to ask Del Curry, how is Steph liking Steve Kerr? And Del was so sweet, I swear to God, this is why I will always love their family. He said, he goes, oh, you know, it's going well, they've only played golf. Like, instead of being like, bye, sir. And I shook his hand and I said, oh my gosh, it's so great to meet you. I used to live in the Bay Area and I was a teacher. And your son is such a strong role model for my students. And
oh,
I love him so much. And
that.
He was so, 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 so sweet. So I can't. And Sonia Curry is just so hot. What an inspiration.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Wait, that's such a nice, celeb interaction.
Yeah.
And the perfect example of how you should handle such a situation.
Right. But anyway, so I think that this entire season, I tweeted this out the other day. For those who don't follow me on Twitter, the question is why?
Get on it.
But
I
tweeted
am Clark with an E, 8-7.
817.
817.
Do not know my birthday. Anyway, so I tweeted this out the other day that this whole season is quickly, after the 17-point game, 17-point overtime, sorry, that this whole season has quickly become a demonstration, project for the upcoming, now confirmed, Space Jam 2.
Oh my God.
That I think the plot could just be that LeBron spends the whole movie figuring out that Steph is actually an alien.
Which, actually, I'm sure that that story plot has been thrown around in the Disney
there's, or whoever's sometimes when I watch some of the stuff that he does, I actually believe that could be true.
And the way his body is, too. He moves.
Keep making those movements,
Ellie. He moves, like...
All right, but so it's coming, it's happening.
And I've had...
Who's your dream cast?
Well, it's funny, because I've been thinking about this for the last few hours. And I've actually
back up. You mean for the last 20 years?
Well,
since the first one came out.
That's so true. God, I love that movie. The opening credits are, like, actually the best with that Jock Jam song.
I mean, Jock Jam song, the R. Kelly song, even though I have trouble listening to R. Kelly these days.
Yeah,
given what
but
we know now,
that was,
just
we
so
were
good.
So pure, at least at the time.
The fact that they even got Michael Jordan to make a movie like that, everything about
in
that
the
movie
middle,
is perfect.
It's amazing. Bill Murray.
And it does.
Newman
I mean,
from Seinfeld.
I know Newman. And some of your friends, I know you said a friend said they shouldn't remake it. And there is a, and apparently the producers of the original one came out today and said, it's doomed.
I think they're really nervous.
I get that.
Because they don't want to taint the
legacy.
But
it's like, they clearly didn't see Trainwreck because King James is a natural born actor.
Yeah, I think LeBron is going to do great. So my dream team, so I you got to pick five. There's LeBron and then there's the five.
I thought it was LeBron and four.
It's LeBron versus the five, remember?
Because it's the original was Chuck, Patrick Ewing, Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, but it's remember, it's MJ and the Looney Tunes versus that five as the Monstars.
But who were the other ones? Chuck,
It was Chuck, Patrick Johnson,
Muggsy.
Sean Bradley, Muggsy, and...
Patrick Ewing. You're right. Okay. Oh, so you need five. Oh,
yeah,
no.
So you need five. So, I know, I realized that.
Okay.
So I think, I mean, obviously, even though I just said I'm a little sick of Curry, you gotta go Steph Curry.
Okay.
I'm going to throw Blake Griffin in there for color. For, like, because
did you mean that?
No, I meant that in terms of, like, color, in terms of he's funny, good character.
Yeah, okay.
So we have Steph Curry, Blake Griffin. I'm going to throw, James Harden.
Okay.
The Fear of the Beard. How can that not be in there?
Yeah.
And then... I have a bunch of other ones, but I feel like Kevin Durant should be in there.
Okay.
Probably. And then my one white guy is Frank Kaminsky, obviously.
Of course. So, for the biggest one on your list that I totally agree with is Blake Griffin, because if you've seen those Kia commercials...
He's so funny.
He's so willing to do absolutely anything bizarre. His Kia commercials are totally bizarre.
They're totally bizarre in, like, a weird, amazing way. And also, he was in Broad City recently, which I think they made you watch, and that was... hysterical.
I mean, he's a really... He has good comedic timing.
Very, very funny.
So from an acting perspective, they should totally get him. So I went a different route.
I went with, like, maybe pure, like, star power.
Yeah, and that's good. That's a good route to go.
Plus Frank.
Right. And so I'd like to qualify this by saying that really what I want... I refuse to watch this movie if they don't incorporate Charles Barkley.
Fair.
That's probably too strong. Obviously, I'll watch this movie, but...
And you know what? I think they will.
Okay. I think they will, in some capacity. Charles won't say no.
I mean, literally, they can have Charles call the game for, like, TNT.
Yeah. I also think Draymond would be really good. And I do think Russell...
My cousin said Draymond, too.
And Russell doesn't fit with the theme that I'm going with that you're about to hear, but Russell would be fantastic. And he lives in L.A. in the summers, so he could be there. Maybe Nina would be at the premiere... Whatever. Anyway, so here's mine, and it all stems from my first person being Kristaps Porzingis. I don't know that I fully
Porzingis.
Yeah. So Porzingis, I think, would be great. And that was like floated in the Twitter sphere, and I think was good. So I think Kristaps needs to be on there, which then got me thinking, huh? And then the next person I put was Kawhi Leonard. Because his hands are already a little alien-like, and you can
see... His body is very alien-like. Yeah. His shoulders are so big, and then the rest of him is, like...
And he doesn't... Right, he doesn't look like a large human, but he definitely is.
And an alien with cornrows would be great. Yeah.
So then, I realized I had two Ks. And this is not Kardashian-involved, though if a Kardashian ended up being in it, it wouldn't be the worst. So then once I had two Ks, I had to have all Ks. I did not go Chris Humphries, because I hate him.
I hate him, too.
But I went all Ks, so I went... Kristaps, Kawhi, Kevin Garnett.
Yes, 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 yes. Good, good.
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
And again, for acting, Kevin Love. Kyrie Irving. Dr. Drew.
Okay.
The Dr. Drew commercials are amazing.
Okay, I'm in.
So again, this is like the K squad. To be clear, 5 Ks.
Special K.
Yeah. Special K.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I like that a lot.
I like Blake, though. I think it's going to be hard Blake to make would be, this movie without Blake,
Blake. Blake should be in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Blake should be there.
I mean, I don't care if no one else shows up. Yeah. Like, it's got to be Blake and LeBron.
Yeah.
Last thing while we're on the case, Kylie and Tyga.
Oh, God, yeah. We're going to end by just giving you a quick update, because we know you came back, and we haven't given it to you yet on what's happening with Blac Chyna, still pregnant.
So
has her own emoji now, which I don't even know what that means.
It's what? And shemojis?
Yeah, I mean, guys just can't. I don't, all these celebrities, like Rick Ross, they don't want your emoji. I don't even know what that means. Bitmoji is me. Emojis are these little yellow things. What is a Rick Ross or Kim Kardashian or a Blac Chyna emoji?
I guess it just means, like, if I want to express myself via Rick Ross. Which
actually, now that I think about it, that's
which
useful.
Actually Rick Ross would be useful, but like.
Blac Chyna. What does that even mean?
It's Blac Chyna. I don't care about you. I hate you. And Harry really hates you.
She's really done a number because now Kylie and Tyga broke up.
And Kylie was Snapchatting from Kris Jenner's house because she went home to like cope with her breakup.
Oh
and
my
she's
God.
Like, oh my God, so sad. Like, this is my old room. Like, eating because I'm so sad. Like, her lips were like,
Everywhere. Life.
Kylie and Tyga. Even celebrities break up and it's hard.
I should have, honestly, why didn't I list Kylie and Tyga for the most tragic breakup? If only it happened.
Am I traumatized? Are you traumatized?
I'm traumatized that it ever happened. All right, on that note, have a great weekend, folks.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.